Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, opposing counsel, my name is Suzanne Lee Elliott, and I'm here on behalf of Mr. Thomas. The landscape of this case has changed considerably since
yes.
The briefing was filed. I am loath to concede the matter, as Mr. Thomas has a very lengthy sentence to serve. On the other hand, I believe that Judge, to be perfectly candid with the Court, Judge Peckman's analysis more closely resembles that of the analysis of the majority of the Court in James v. United States, and mine more closely resembles the dissents.
Well, we appreciate your candor. Obviously, it's an issue with two sides, as evidenced by the split decision.
My only argument, such as is left, is that, in fact, the actual elements of the offense of rape in the third degree from the State of Washington do not require an element of force. And this Court, prior to the James case, had seemed to make a distinction between those kinds of sexual offenses that involve children as opposed to other kinds of sexual offenses. I would note that I think Scalia has a point when he says that Congress could solve this problem by more accurately defining those crimes that are serious violent offenses. That being said, I'll leave the rest to my briefs, and I appreciate the Court's attention.
Thank you.
Unless there are any questions.
I don't think so. I appreciate your acknowledgement of the change in the landscape.
Thank you very much.
May it please the Court, my name is Helen Bruner. I'm an assistant United States attorney here representing the United States. In light of James and the arguments of counsel, we would simply ask the Court to affirm unless there are any questions.
I think there are not. Thank you, Ms. Bruner. Ms. Elliott, the case of United States v. Thomas is submitted.